What does it mean to you? It's a month ago in the season, and you guys are kind of right there when the first college playoff rankings are going to be released. So what does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot to be in the conversation, you know, but it's like Trevor and Coach Simon always says, unless we keep winning, then we'll be out of the conversation. So we can't really focus on that right now. We have to focus on the game in hand. So we have to focus on Mississippi State and go from there. You know, we can't jump ahead.
Are you going to watch the TV show tonight?
I'll probably just look at the tweets, truthfully, because I don't have cable. I just watch Hulu and Netflix, so.
So what's the attitude with the team like? I mean, obviously the quarterbacks don't take themselves too awfully seriously. So is that kind of a thing that's all the way through the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we will mess around with each other and we will joke around. And, I mean, we know when it's time to be serious, and then we know when it's time where we can just play around with each other and, you know, just joke around. So, I mean, that's just how we are as a team. We take things serious that have to be taken serious, but then when we can just play around and mess around and, you know, just have fun.
Is that a little bit different than maybe in years past for you, or has it always been like that?
Yeah, because we're more of a family this year. You know, like past years we weren't all the way together. Like, yeah, we liked our teammates, but we didn't have that connection. This year, having Trevor in here and having like just the quarterback room, like we feed off them, and Trevor's a real great guy, and he just brought that in here. You know, just that you can play around when you can, but then when you have to be serious, you have to be serious, you know.
I think a lot of that started when you guys went to Haiti.
Yeah, because going there, it's like we really made a connection there, and then we brought that connection from Haiti to here, and that spread in the locker room, and everyone saw what we did there, and so that connection we made there is now in this football team.
What do you think of your action at guard? Do you think that continues, or do you slide back to tackle?
I do whatever the team needs me to do. You know, I can play both. I can play all four positions to get the center. So, I mean, I play wherever they need me to play. I can, if I need to play guard this week, then I will. But if I get to play tackle, then I'll do my job there too.
Was it pretty comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, because I played there when I came in here playing right tackle, and then they moved me to guard. So I was at guard for 2 years. So it wasn't nothing new to me. You know, it wasn't like I was sliding into a position where I had no experience at, because I started last year at guard in the Louisville game. So it was just refreshing my memory.
How much have you guys prepared for the cowbells? Y'all been ringing any in practice or anything?
I remember them my sophomore year. And no offense, I just don't like the cowbells. You know, you get that little ringing in your head. But, I mean, I've learned this year that when you get on the field, like, everything zones out and you just zone out the noise. But, I don't think we got prepared for that, truthfully.
How big is this one, considering it's your last road trip, then you get to come back and get rewarded with three home games?
It's big, you know, just because it's an SEC foe. And if you look at their record, they've taken some really good teams down to the wire, like LSU. And, you know, they're a young team, but they're hungry. And if we go in there with the mentality that they are a pushover team, man, we're going to beat them, and then we're going to get beat. You know, we have to go in there with the same mentality we went into all the other games, is that they're an SEC team, and any SEC team can win on any given day. So it's going there and play our game.
It's November, and you guys are still playing meaningful football games. How big is that for you guys?
It's big for us, you know, because I think this time last year we were 5-3. And now we're 7-1, and that just goes to show the coaching and leadership we have on this team now and how much of a family we are.
In years past, Mississippi State's defensive line has been the talk of maybe a big part of their team. What have you seen from their line that will challenge you guys this week?
That's still the talk, you know, because their D-line is very big. You know, the nose tackle is 6'5", 320. 47 is a big player, and he's really good too. And then the spinner they have outside number 16, he's real big too. So they have a really big front and a really strong front. And so us as the offensive line, you know, it's going to come down to us again in the trenches. We're going to have to play our game and do what we're coached to do.